Welcome to the Site Visit Podcast, leadership and perspective from construction, with your host, James Faulkner.
Live from BuildX Vancouver 2024.
Mike, hello, welcome to the site visit.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
since we've been customers of SiteMax, and now I get to meet you. That's fantastic. So, Spire Development, just take us through like your interaction, like what you're doing with the company, just the entire intro of everything with Spire, and what you're out there to achieve and conquer.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of exciting things at Spire. Spire Construction, Spire Development, Spire Capital.
Wow, so recently three arms there.
Yeah, okay. We recently launched a capital company. So if you have any, you want to invest your money, then come over here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just tell us about that for a second.
Yeah, no, it basically is what I said. You know, if you need some help, you got some equity you want to use and invest.
Yep.
I'm probably not the best to speak about it because I'm the construction guy.
I gotcha.
I can invite Chris Enns over here one day.
Chris Enns?
Yeah, he's one of the partners there.
Okay, great.
Lawrence Green and Pete Rakow are also partners through
Okay.
Yeah, so those three have really done an awesome job launching that, and it's thriving and.
So portfolio.
Everybody's super excited about it. Yeah.
So basically, just I don't want to
get into
too much.
It's a larger scale investment, right?
I see. So, cool. That's cool. Okay. So into projects and stuff like that,
or is it, yeah,
is
that generally into construction projects. That's our main focus.
Right. So is it kind of a REIT or not?
We're not doing mutual funds or.
No. So it's like a real estate investment trust kind of thing.
The REITs.
Correct. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. We're all excited about it.
I mean, I think what's really cool about that is as a name and a brand, it really adds credibility, understanding, especially if you're doing, depending on the work that you're doing, especially in getting the financial side, it really adds that kind of like, we get all of it, especially managing money. As a developer, even a contractor doing all that kind of stuff, you guys are managing money is the hardest part.
Yeah, and the nice thing is they got free consulting. Well, that's not free, but...
but
we do have like a very deep depth of understanding of construction.
Yeah.
And... being in that capital investment, you always need to draw on that sort of experience. And, all they have to do is walk down to the other side of the office and, tap us on the shoulder and we give them everything they need. So there's a lot of perks in having that all in one house.
I would imagine, the communication is probably very key.
Yeah, development's been since day one,
our
development arm. Pete and Lawrence, again, partners on that, they've been extremely successful in that, and construction is an assist there. We do all the budgeting and estimating, our estimating department, and it's been nothing but a success. Countless buildings, and we're super excited about our upcoming project. It's been in the cooker for a few years now.
Let's talk about that.
Spire Landing 2.
So where is this, location-wise?
Fraser and 56th.
Okay.
It's a 112 units rental building.
Okay.
So we're happy to be, providing more inventory for the Vancouver market.
Yeah, totally.
It's a big topic these days.
It is.
I mean, housing.
So as a developer, how much stress do you guys have? I mean, that's obviously Metro Vancouver. That's where a huge problem is. We're obviously landlocked. You got water everywhere. You got the boundary. You've got basically Fraser River, and people want to live in Vancouver proper or Burnaby, etc. What is that pressure for you guys as a developer to be providing that kind of stuff? And from a capital point of view, obviously a rental building. So are you guys managing the rental after that, or is this your property?
We may or may not. It is our property.
Right. Okay.
Well, partnership agreement.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into the partnership.
Yeah, absolutely.
We managed the last one. It was Spire Landing 1. It's right across the street.
Okay.
Super excited to do the next phase.
Was that one a rental one as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
so,
yep, okay. Yeah. The last one was passive house.
Okay.
The second one, unfortunately, we did have to drop the passive house.
Okay.
Which, we would have been in the ground a little sooner than now if It's just the, with the, you know, everybody's aware of the cost of construction, what it's done in the last 7 years.
Yep.
Or 10 years or, but most of the activity in the last several years, and unbelievable, the inflation.
Yeah. You know, I mean, how has that impacted you guys?
You know, a couple of years ago, I think nobody, there wasn't too many, unless you had tendered a project within the last 6 months,
yeah,
you wouldn't have an idea what that final number would be.
Yeah, that's got to be like, you can't plan anything based on that.
Well, I mean, you don't know that until you ended up tendering it, and you're like, oh.
It's like it's almost like, you know, flying to a trip and then having to figure out what your expenses in your hotel are. Like usually you want to do that prior to, but you're basically landing in a place, then you've got to course correct and figure out how your money's going to get to a stretched and.
Yeah, you know,
and supply chains are weird, and
yeah, and the ability to pivot quickly, and yeah. You know, we had to make a quick decision. We dropped passive on the second one,
right?
I mean, Metro Vancouver, or should I say Metro Vancouver, City of Vancouver is pretty particular on their building requirements. I'm not going to get into the technical nature of that, but a lot of those requirements that were passive didn't get dropped. We were able to reduce like insulation requirements. Energy model requirements, like you know, passive house, you're not allowed you're allowed minimal penetrations into the building.
Okay.
Now that's a little, you know, lessened, and you know, so that is a big relief. And I think, you know, at this point, we're very confident on marching forward into the spring and putting some shovels in the
ground. That's awesome. That's gonna be good.
Really excited about
it. Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah. I mean, maybe we were talking about, like, you know, you've adopted technology, you've done some stuff, you know, we work together, we've been working together for a while with SiteMax, and you know, how's that been going with you guys? And
yeah, you know, I don't even remember how long we've been using SiteMax for. I've used it in the past before. And you know, we adopted SiteMax quite honestly, because you guys have, it looks like a fantastic product at the time.
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest here. Your pricing is good, like in terms of what's out there.
Yeah.
Because price is a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody's got bottom lines.
Yeah.
And we gotta make the numbers work.
Yeah. Especially with the uncertainties out there in terms of, you know, what everything's going to cost. And
so running lean and mean.
And being your own project. SiteMax
fits into that equation.
Right.
But it, you know, incredibly does everything we need. You know, there's, since the last couple of years, it's grown a lot. And I'm super excited and impressed what it's done.
Thank you.
In the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you guys were grounded a lot in safety management before and site kind of activity.
Yeah.
You've moved your, pivoted your product, I would say expanded your product into project management, which is a challenging environment.
It's very challenging because
there's a lot of, I think what you guys done there is found a sweet spot of what you need to provide. And I spent countless hours. And I'm not going to get into which other softwares I looked into, because I don't want to.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't want to go there. However, spent countless hours, and there are some phenomenal softwares out there.
Yeah.
You know, but like, what? Like, I don't. You know, you don't need to. Like, sometimes, if you use all the features, you'd have to hire somebody to run the features.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Exactly.
So,
and there's another expense.
Out of the box
is
a lot, you know, when something works out of the box, then it, you know, it's a great thing.
Okay. That makes sense. You know, one of the compliments we got is that SiteMax still allows your company to be agile. And that was something I was like, oh yeah, it's something that we've always tried to be able to, you know, bend the product a little bit for our customers.
Yeah.
And the agility is something I think people are really wanting, because I think that there's a, when something's too rigid, you can't really, a lot of people do things a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
You know, and we see that on the subtrade side a lot, is that, you know, people are going to hear this, we have 14 of these podcasts, and I'm going to say something for like the fifth time, but often what happens is, you know, many subtrades have invented their processes. You know, they didn't necessarily come from, you know, project management school or whatever it is, or the accounting school or whatever it is that for construction specifically. So they've actually invented all of the things that they've done. They used to do it on paper. Now they're like, yeah, but we've been doing this and we've been a successful subtrade for since 1990 whatever, and we've been going for 30, 40 years, and we don't really want to change, but we just want it to be digital. And that's that agility that SiteMax has been able to provide for people, is to be able to have what their beloved invention was, and now it's here.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I think you guys, you've got that small company attention to your client, which I like when you say that you are willing to adapt. And because that's a perfect example of a bigger corporation.
Platforms, yeah,
They don't hear your voice.
Right.
And, you guys actually take my feedback and you've implemented it into some of the features in project management, and I'm impressed that you actually listen. And I'm impressed by the developers that you guys have. They've done a great job.
They're going to love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pump their tires.
Yeah, pump their tires. their tires need to be pumped often.
Yeah.
Because, often it's not a thankless job, but it's to have a customer, say something like that. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikolai, Gallum, Sam...
I think
Steven
all of them,
I
think I've made contact with most of them, if not all of them, and they're all, they kind of own the product, right?
They're
not just, punching the clock.
No, I mean, it's as you said, like the product's actually become quite robust now, and there's a lot of data. There's a lot of calls every day on the API. It's when you are a critical tool for a company.
Yep.
Like it's a.
This day and age, you have to adopt technology, or else I don't know how successful you're going to be. You can be somewhat successful, but you're not going to be fully successful if you don't adopt some sort of platforms for project management and data management, accounting management.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job of filling in the project, project management and site management.
Yeah, exactly.
And us personally, we weren't super keen on trying to get one software platform to manage our finances and project management,
because
you already have an accounting software, and the accounting softwares these days do a decent job.
They do. The one behind us right here, Sage is...
Yeah.
And they're
a fantastic company.
Yeah, they're getting... we're a Sage partner with them, and, we've got a lot of things that we're doing coming up.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So, no, she's good. No, it's all good.
Are you implementing? Are you gonna create change orders? Change orders management
we're dealing with. We're looking at what you call them endpoints. What endpoints we're sending backwards and forwards. So, it's evolving and evolving and evolving. So, we're gonna look up. Where we can really focus our attention on those project management pieces, and also there's other things that are. Time is another one, like how time goes into the system as well. There's that for a lot of our customers. Time cards, and then the POs as well.
Yeah, the time cards function's great. Yeah. We're using it. We're with Spectrum. They're great.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of success with integrating the time card function, and it's been a big relief. We used to do paper time cards.
Yeah.
Everybody's happier.
It's interesting. So there's a shout out to Anderson. There's a guy from Power Shotcrete, a customer of ours. I went to the VRCA's Christmas luncheon. I was there, and whoever we see when we come across that are customers of ours, I'll just go to take them to the bar and get some drinks. And were you there?
No, I didn't make it. No.
Okay, you would have.
I've
had
been for a while.
You would have had a drink if you had.
You would have seen me there.
Yeah, I would have. nice. But I came up, and he's not in the leadership team. He's in the technology team, and a younger guy. And he came up to me. He goes, SiteMax. Oh my God. He goes, it's so good to meet you. He goes, I got to tell you, payroll used to take me an hour and a half, and now it takes me 15 minutes for SiteMax.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't tell you, I love this. Like, I've just dialed this thing in. So to hear things like that you are, Yeah, of course, there's efficiencies everyone's trying to get. Sometimes it's just the same thing, but digital, and it still takes a long time. Safety is that way because you can't really get around it. You want actually everyone to read sentences and, you know, check boxes that are, you know, they're actually, they have some, there's some...
They're taking responsibility.
Well, yeah, it's not just like, you know, going down the list. I've seen this list, you know, every day for the past 300 days, and I'm just... You know, it's like they're zoning it out. They're like, I've never checked no to that one, so I just like go no every time. This kind of stuff, the efficiencies, you're never going to, the minute that safety becomes too efficient is the time that an accident happens. So there's some things that can, that have, are designed and should be arduous, because it means that you're being careful. Whereas when it comes to time cards, when it comes to other stuff like that, you can rip and replace and get through things like that and create wicked automations, because the outcome is really not someone dying. It's just the speed of someone, you know, adopting stuff quickly on site. So there's a lot of opportunities on our side on anything but safety to really, really dial in speed.
Yeah, and the user base that you guys have, you have the non-paid user base, which is great, because you have access, like everybody has access to that information safety manual. And
yeah, well, and the other thing, I mean, you don't know that this is coming yet, but Siteflow, we're just launching that right now.
Cool.
So Siteflow and then SMX Connect, which allows everybody to go and log in, and they don't have to use they could just log in with their phone number. That's it. Don't have to download the app, don't have to do anything. So all subs can basically go in there and they can, and you can give them, you can scan a QR code at site and you can go through an entire process that you guys set up. Siteflow says, do this, watch this video, read this, do this. And it tells you where they are in that stage and that step.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they sign it at the end and say they've done it. So, and that's unbelievable. So you can build those workflows in Siteflow.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. And. Maybe you guys just send out an email to your clients.
We do.
When it does come out.
Yeah, so actually Karina and Marge, that right now they show me they've got a video of how it all works, and I've got a little release on it that Siteflow is coming out, and SMX Connect. So yeah, pretty exciting stuff for us. I mean, the main thing that we want to always do is, we do understand that, you know, as a developer or the general contractor, or, you know, as someone responsible for the project, not every sub is going to want to use your system. They've got their own stuff, but you need to make it as quick and easy as possible for them so that they don't have to like remember what their password was from some app that because they go to lots of sites, right? You want it to be the grease in the wheels and grease in the gears to make it easy for you guys at your site. And that's our main thing, is getting rid of the barriers.
Well, you mentioned that. It's funny. One of the reasons I did like Sitemax when we initially switched is found that some of the other softwares were a bit spammy in terms of follow-ups. And it was hard to disable those options. Your guys' product, I find a little less...
like less garbage coming to your inbox?
Yeah, there's less garbage, less reminders, like forced reminders.
I see, yeah.
Which is nice because, you know, guys don't need to be reminded every second day that they haven't done an efficiency.
I see.
Right. So that customizability was great.
So in terms of, you know, some of the things that you're using, some of the successes you found, like what are some of the parts in Sitemax that you're like, oh, that's just awesome the way that works?
I'd say, you know, the punch list is definitely heavily used.
Yeah.
It's one of the main, you know,
features
that we like.
A lot.
Time cards has been the best. I know, okay. And I'm gonna,
and yeah, it's gonna be.
And you're working on that as well, right?
We are, because one of our customers, Townline, we've been working very closely with them on requirements for closeout. So we got some the locations has been way updated. So you can make your locations ahead in advance, but more detailed, another level as well. Because I don't think we only had 3 levels of locations, and we have more than that. So that's really good. So you can go into, for instance, if you have a multi-tower project, you can be, you know, this tower, this floor, this unit, this room, this area within that. So that's pretty amazing.
And it's automated based on your location?
Yeah, it's not automated, but it is just the areas you can set up with way more ease than you were before, with more detail.
Okay, so that's great. Yeah.
No, so it's going to be really, really cool. So we've been working hard on that to make punch lists like really dialed in, because there's you know, I don't want to name names of other competitors, but there was a company that a lot of developers were using that has deprecated their product, so they're just not doing it anymore. They're now into resource management. That was one of the requests we had from the customer. Was like, look, we were using this before, and it's just not going to be there for us anymore. So there's these things that we kind of need within your punch list module to work. So it's there now. So.
Great. Yeah. Honestly, though, it's funny. We didn't expect this to be the best feature. It was the time cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time cards were great. The accounting loves it. Just as you explained, the amount of time it takes to do your payrolls, like,
it's
down significantly.
It's tough to do, especially with our customers in the States. We've got all of these conditions and all the stuff of, like, you know, how different union rates and, like, tagging and all.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a lot of stuff's got to be very, very complex. So it's hard to do well.
Yeah.
Anybody can just do a basic time card.
Yep.
But.
And you guys fine-tuned the drawing management. That's a super important feature. It really is, because, you know, like, having all your drawings updated, not only updated, but also being able to go back and see, like, you're looking at drawing 8.25.3.
Yeah.
And you can see revision, you know, you can even go back to the tender version of that.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you're debating with a subcontractor on site, you know, whether it was part of the IFTs or you know, you just scroll back and the conversation is short, rather than like, oh, I got to go back to my office.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's this has been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on and getting to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure.
So thank you very much. And you know, always, you know, we're not far away. Fridays, we always have. Are you downtown often?
The odd time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a beer on tap in the office. You'd always come by. You're always welcome at SiteMax.
Sure. Yeah, thank
you. Everyone always has that open invite, but you know, it's we always like to be a very you know, close to our customers any way we can be, and deep in relationships. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that does it for another episode of The Site Visit. Thank you for listening. Be sure to stay connected with us by following our social accounts on Instagram and YouTube. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter at sitemaxsystems.com/thesitevisit, where you'll get industry insights, pro tips, and everything you need to know about The Site Visit podcast and SiteMax, the job site and construction management tool of choice for thousands of contractors in North America and beyond. SiteMax is also the engine that powers this podcast. All right, let's get back to building.